Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
I want to offer five thoughts today, five rules that come from one of the most brilliant men that has ever walked on this earth, Albert Einstein. You see, Albert, in his early 20s, maybe felt a lot like you feel like right now. Anxious, frustrated, uncertain, waiting for the opportunity to show your best and feeling like it's not happening yet. Over a period of 3 years, 1899 to 1902, Albert Einstein is struggling. He's depressed. You see, Albert was looking for a job and he wasn't quite finding it yet. He'd graduated from school. He wasn't yet the shining light that we all knew him to be at the end, but he was looking for the start of his work. He was looking for that chance. He showed us rule number one of finding your life's work. And it starts simple. You have to want to work. You have to want to put your effort into something over and over again, day after day, even if it doesn't start in the right place. Einstein told us rule number one, prepare to work. In 1902, he gets a job. Not a science job, he gets a job in a patent office in Switzerland. To many people, this would have felt like I didn't get it right. It didn't start right for me. For many people, this would have added to their desperation. It would have added to their depression, but not for him. Not for him. He knew this was the start. He was ready to go to work. You see, work is this extraordinary thing. We've let it feel like it's not that in our lives. We've let it feel like it's the thing you don't want to do, but work is this powerful opportunity to shape your life, to build the dreams that you have. That is what work offers you. And Einstein had glory in his eyes. He knew what he was aiming at, but it didn't start there. Einstein knew, my journey has started. Rule number two is that you now need to choose your target. He got his start. What's next? You see, we grew up in a system, we grew up in a school system, an education system that gives us targets. And those targets are designed to build our life, to ask you to be at your best. That's how we prepare for life and work. And then one day we leave school, we enter the rest of our life. And the targets start to look different. The targets aren't designed to build your life. The targets are designed to build a business, build an organization, build somebody else's goals. And for many people, that feels like a really frustrating place to be. But not Einstein. Einstein knew he was there to do patents. But that didn't mean he couldn't choose his own target. You see, Einstein went to work every day. And in his patent office, he had a desk that he worked at. And in the top drawer of that desk, Einstein chose his own target. He called the top drawer of his desk his theoretical physics department. That's where he was going to go to work on his science every day. In the moments that he had, in the time away from the patents, he was going to pour his energy at his own target. And that's rule number two as you discover your life's work. If number one is you got to go to work, number two is you've got to choose your own target. And Albert Einstein, in the top drawer of his desk, 1902, 1903, 1904, 1905, went to work on his own target. Which brings us to rule number three. Change your actions. Change how you're showing up to actually reach that target. This is the idea that you can either lead life or let life lead you. That you can give yourself the permission to change your future. You see, having a target isn't enough. You then need to change what you do every day. Because from that patent office, in 1905, Albert Einstein released five papers, five scientific papers, and four of them changed the world. This is equals MC squared. This is the theory of relativity. This is what Albert Einstein was working on in the top drawer of his desk. He didn't just choose his target. He started to change his actions. Which brings us to rule number four, recognizing that it's not just about you. You see, after Albert was ready to work, after he chose his own target, after he changed his behavior, he then realized this wasn't just about him. You see, in 1905, he releases some of the world's greatest scientific work, and he still stayed at his patent job for the next 4 years because he realized that it wasn't just about him. It wasn't just about what he could do. It was about giving back to those who would offer him a chance. He could have used his incredible brilliance, his genius, to make millions. He decided to think through it in a different way. You see, Einstein, you got to think of where he was, at what time of our world he lived. This was a Jewish man living in Germany in the 1930s, recognizing that his science had the capabilities to secure a world or break it apart. For the rest of his life, he toiled with the power of his science. He recognized this wasn't just about him. This was about a world. This was about a better outcome. And he knew that it could go down one of two paths: better life, terrible life for everyone. And he held the responsibility of that. In this idea of leading life, others need to support. Others need to believe in you. And if you keep putting the focus on yourself, they start to drift away. Albert Einstein, for the rest of his life, showed us what it meant to live for the world. And that's rule number four. So where are we at with rule number five? This is my favorite. And it takes us to the final days of Albert Einstein's life. And I call rule number five, bring your speech to the hospital. You see, Albert Einstein in the final days of his life was getting quite sick and was asked to give a lecture, to give a speech at a university. In the final days of his life, he gets sick, goes to the hospital, brings his speech with him so he can continue to work, continue to write down what he wanted to offer for those in attendance. And on April 18th, 1955, Einstein died, speech in hand, recognizing that his final gift to the world wasn't done. It wasn't complete. The problem that he was working on, his life's work, would never be complete. But he'd found the thing that mattered. You know, you don't need that answer now. I think about all of you young people sitting in this audience, thinking about your future, feeling the pressure to have this thing that you want to bring to your hospital bed. You don't need to know it now. But you need to be excited about finding it. You need to be excited about finding that thing that matters so much that you're willing to bring that speech to your hospital bed. Those are the five rules. Albert Einstein, we know his brilliance in science, but we forget about his brilliance in life. 20-year-old Einstein might have felt just like you, anxious, uncertain, feeling like all you need is a start. Well, he got a start, and it might have been very different from what he was hoping for, but he was ready to go to work. He was ready to choose his own target. He was ready to change his behaviors. He was ready to realize it wasn't just about him. And he was ready to realize he was going to do this for the next 60 years of his life. And at the end of his life, he was still willing to bring that speech to the hospital because the problem wasn't done. Those five rules will serve you well. and I thank you for your time today.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.